London. The United Kingdom launched 4 days of solemn and celebratory events to mark the 80th anniversary of victory in Europe. VAY Day, commemorating the end of World War II. The commemorations began with a grand military parade through the heart of London, a stirring fly passed over Buckingham Palace, and an emotional balcony appearance by King Charles III and the royal family. Despite damp weather, tens of thousands of spectators packed the Union Jack-lined mall to witness the parade, which included more than 1,000 British troops and international contingents from NATO allies the United States, France, and Germany, as well as 11 Ukrainian soldiers proudly carrying their national flag. The event began with a reading of Winston Churchill's 1945 victory speech, delivered by actor Timothy Spall beside the late Prime Minister's statue in Parliament Square. Royal family leads nation. The day's ceremonies culminated in a dramatic fly past by 23 modern and historic military aircraft, including the Royal Air Force's Red Arrows display team, observed by the royal family from the iconic balcony of Buckingham Palace. King Charles III stood alongside Queen Camilla, Princess Anne, Prince Edward, Prince William, and Princess Catherine, as well as their children Prince George, Princess Charlotte, and Prince Louis. The symbolic appearance mirrored the original VAY Day celebration of May 8, 1945, when King George VI, Queen Elizabeth, and a young Princess Elizabeth and Princess Margaret waved to jubilant crowds from the same balcony. Hundreds gathered early in the morning outside Buckingham Palace, draping the Cenotaph War Memorial with enormous Union Jack flags and setting up chairs and rugs to secure a good view. Nationwide celebrations and reflections. Across the UK, commemorations continue throughout the week. From 1940s-themed parties to veterans' gatherings, picnics, and memorial installations, the spirit of remembrance is vibrant. On Tuesday, Queen Camilla will visit the Tower of London to view a powerful art installation featuring 30,000 red ceramic poppies, enduring symbols of wartime sacrifice. Prime Minister Keir Starmer joined the festivities by hosting a traditional street party outside his official residence, complete with tea, Victoria sponge cake, Scotch eggs, and pork pies. Meanwhile, HMS Belfast, one of the last remaining British warships from the Second World War, hosted a celebratory event on the River Thames. The nation will observe a 2-minute silence on Thursday to mark the official anniversary of VAY Day. That same day, King Charles will attend a commemorative service at Westminster Abbey, followed by a concert at the historic Horse Guards Parade.